All right. All righty, tighty, tighty, tighty. Look at this. I'm wearing my Florida shirt for the first time. This is a shirt that Jackie bought me way back in 2020 when we first got together. And this is a Florida shirt right here. See this? The palm trees, the blue against the white. This is not a California. This is not a Hawaii shirt. This is a Florida shirt. How do I know? I can't really tell you. I just do. I just do know. I just do, okay? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So I thought today what I want to do is going to bring on Jack Armstrong because he's bitterly disappointed. Boy, oh boy, I bought into it. I bought into the hype. Well, take it easy, Jack. No, you know, but you're really wound up, aren't you? No, I'm fine. I just, but, you know, every sports fan wants his team to win. And my team didn't win. I wanted it to win. I don't know. There's something about the guy that is the badly contained rage that cracks me up. The guy who is just trying to keep it together, like Jay Santos.
And, you know, and I saw them fighting, and I want him to just beat him and beat him and beat him.
You know, the guy all of a sudden lets loose with some, you know, betrays some inner rage and tension, I guess is the way I see it. All right, so we're going to do that. We got Jack Armstrong talking about how disappointed he is in the Panthers. By now, everybody knows that, you know, the BSP chat is no more. I feel, you know, bad. I know there's a lot of people liked it. A lot of people like to tune into it. But how do I say this? Sometimes a really vocal, but a smaller than, you know, than the norm group of people can, you know, you might think something is a lot more popular than it is. And one of the things, you know, David Hall, who is the program director that I make fun of, but actually does exist and is actually one of the greatest guys I ever worked for in my life. David G. Hall is a terrific guy. He was the PD at KFI when I was there. And David used to say, when you were a kid and you got into a fight on the playground, and you would look up and you'd see all these guys standing around. Didn't it feel like you were in the middle of Madison Square Garden? I said, yeah, yeah. It felt like the whole school was there, right? And if you were actually to step away from the group of people, it was probably like 7 or 8 guys. This is also a phenomenon we know in entertainment when it comes to measuring audience and also understanding audience size, who's an active audience member, who is an active listener, and who is passive. There's the thing called aided recall, unaided recall I was telling you guys about. Okay. If you have 7 or 8 guys who are really, really excited about something, that's a good thing. But it doesn't really represent a significant portion of your, you know, of the population base. So when I was a kid and I'm in a fist fight as a little kid on the playground, and I think that Madison Square Garden is around me, there's 7 guys, what I'm actually seeing is an extremely active and vocal and interested minority of people. They're not a significant number of people. They don't represent really the entire student body there of Holy Angels, wherever the hell I was going. So very, very committed and very, very devoted people to the chat, as much as we appreciate it and love them, do not necessarily represent the subscriber base of the Phil Hendry Show. There are literally thousands of people who subscribe to my website who don't go on the chat. Or if they do, they don't participate. They come in, they look, they leave. It's either for them or it isn't for them. And because I was actively involved in it myself as the host, my only contact was with people who were super active and involved in it. And I think you need to, you know, if to the extent that anybody's interested, I would say to them, that's a really important thing to know. If you say, well, why did you kill the chat? People really loved it. Yeah, people did love it, but not a significant number of subscribers, and not to the extent that it was worth of a lot of the time and effort that we took to put into it. Now, it would have been fantastic had the chat grown into a sizable group of people, but it didn't. And we hung in there with the chat for, like I say, I may be wrong about this, but it seems to be it goes all the way back to 2015.
About 6-7 years. Yeah, excuse me.
It's a long time. We will think of something else. We will come up with other things. But that's a very, very interactive part of the website. It's really not anything that nobody, you know, listens to my show or listens to what I say or what I do or my netcasts or anything is doing so because I'm a super interactive guy. It's a performance. I put on a performance that people either enjoy or they don't. But there's no callers. We don't do a talk show per se as we used to do. And there's no other kind of, you know, listener interaction. Now, it would be nice and it would be cool. What I would love to do is do some more live performing and go around the country doing it, visit different markets. And I have to think really hard about that and how I want to do that and where the really active markets are. Where would we get a large number of people to come out and watch Phil Henry? So that's something for us to research. That I would like to do. That's, in my opinion, that's a far better way to interact with audience and a lot more fun, you know, a lot more fun. And I think more in keeping with what the show is about. I think that the chat became pretty much just me reading comments from different people. And sometimes the comments were interesting and sometimes they were not so interesting. Sometimes people were talking to each other. It had very, to be honest, it had very little to do with me. And I don't mind that, but there was really no point in me being there. And then that brings us to another suggestion that someone had, which was, well, then how about just open up the chat box every Friday and let people jump in? Because you still have to moderate it. You still have to look and make sure that nobody is in there propositioning 12-year-old kids or putting up porn or, you know what I'm saying? You still have to kind of watch what people are saying. And then it gets into an area that I don't know of anybody that likes this. It gets into the area where people might use that as an opportunity to just shit all over my show or my business or whatever. Just talk about what a piece of shit they think I am. And that's really a ridiculous thing to let have happen. That's like having somebody walk into your store and say, all the stuff in this store is shit. And I wouldn't shop here for all the money in the world. This place sucks. You know, there isn't anybody that owns a business that would let that happen. And such is the case with me, you know, or anybody that does this. You're not going to let that happen. So that means I would have to sit there and moderate these comments. And I don't know. I think that it would morph into something really weird. You know, I just don't think it would be honest. And some people may say, well, why not give it a shot? Well, I'm still giving up my Friday. I'm giving up my Friday night. And no one else can take that job. No one else. I can't hire somebody to moderate the chat. It would have to be something that I do. Unless I, you know, put somebody through some kind of a training. You know, it's like training somebody to screen a show. And you know what, man? I, when all is said and done, there are better things to do with the show and with the website. And to that end, I would tell you that right now, we're in the process of talking about redesigning the site. Not a big full-on redesign, because I'm not going to fucking do that. I'm pretty much sick and tired of that kind of shit. But we want to begin to take some stuff off the table, put some new stuff on the table, blah, 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 and give the site a different look. So, no, I didn't want to upset anybody. I knew that it probably would upset a few people. And we just take that shot, you know. All right, man.